This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the decade-long success of Service of Unified Payment Interface. In a social media post, Mr. Modi marked UPI as a major turning point in India's digital payments journey. Calling the countrymen to share their UPI experience, he stated that the sheer scale and reach of UPI is something every Indian must be proud of. The Unified Payments Interface, UPI, which was launched on this day in 2016, has completed 10 years of transforming digital payments in India. We have more from our correspondent.
UPI has emerged as the backbone of India's digital payments ecosystem and a critical driver of financial inclusion. In just a decade, UPI has transformed the scale of digital payments in the country, making transactions faster, simpler, and more accessible. The unprecedented scale and reliability achieved by UPI have also received global recognition. UPI is now operational across the 11 countries, including France, Singapore, UAE, Sri Lanka, Bhutan, and Mauritius. Today, one out of every two real-time digital payment transactions globally happens in India. As of 2025, UPI accounts for nearly 49% of the world's real-time payment transaction volume. With Dipendra, this is Anand Kumar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
The central government has empowered the West Bengal government to conduct hearings under the Citizenship Amendment Act, CAA, and issue citizenship certificates to eligible applicants. Showing a Gazette notification issued by the Union Home Ministry, Chief Minister Shubhendu Adhikari told reporters at state headquarters yesterday that 23,000 people have so far been recognized as eligible and issued citizenship certificates out of around 2,30,000 applicants. He said the remaining applications would be processed quickly and certificates would be handed over through the respective district magistrates. The Chief Minister urged people who had fled away from Bangladesh due to religious persecution to apply for citizenship under the CAA. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has approved the transfer of DRDO-developed technologies of all conventional missile systems to the Indian defence industry for production within the country. Our correspondent reports that the initiative aims to enhance operational capability, reduce import dependence, and increase domestic value addition. The transfer of technology marks an important milestone in promoting greater participation of the domestic industries by enabling them to undertake indigenous production as per applicable qualifications, certifications, and regulatory requirements. Union Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya has said India's digital connectivity journey will not be defined merely by connecting people but by ensuring that the networks are trusted, secure and resilient. Addressing the 43rd Foundation Day of Centre for Development of Telematics, CDOT, in New Delhi today, Mr. Sindhya lauded CDOT for its pivotal role in the country's telecom transformation. National Security Advisor and Special Representative on the India-China boundary question, Ajit Doval, today called on Vice President of the People's Republic of China, Han Sung. In a social media post, the Embassy of India in Beijing said prior to the 25th round of the Special Representative's talks, both sides discussed ways to strengthen peace and tranquility in the border areas. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval will hold the 25th round of Special Representative's talks with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi on the India-China boundary issue in Beijing today. The Publications Division of the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting has received 7 awards at the Federation of Indian Publishers Awards for Excellence in Book Production 2026. The division's journals, books and reference publications in Hindi, English and Urdu have been recognized in various categories. Director General Publications Division Dr. Dheeraj Kakadia said the books and journals published by the division play an important role in bringing diverse and valuable content related to national development, literature, culture, art and contemporary issues to readers. In men's cricket, hosts Sri Lanka were 205-7 against India on the third day of the second test in Colombo when reports last came in. Sri Lanka is trailing by 298 runs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.